Don't try to explain that you're a non-existent human. Doesn't matter. You are a human. Be a human. Be a god. Be a human god. Be in a higher dimension. That's what matters.
He just can't stop being left-brained. He needs an explanation for everything, and it's a bad thing.
Yes, and he's reading all these books, and he's talking to people who explain reincarnation and what else.
When you need something, the answer will come to you from a weird source, or many, actually. It's an amazing thing. A few minutes ago, we were talking about dying and being born again, right? That's what happened. I died, and all of a sudden, I felt like a completely different new person with different perceptions. And I'm like, oh my god, it's like something put new knowledge in my head. And not even that, because, you know, if you go into definition of knowledge, it's different. But there was some kind of knowing inside of me of this whole life. I didn't need to understand to put that into words to understand it, okay? And then all of a sudden, all those things related to it started popping out from here, from there. I'm reading an article. Here it is. I'm reading a book. Here it is. I'm watching something on TV, and here it is. It's crazy. I didn't have to start thinking about it and analyzing it to understand it and to get some confirmation about it. It will pop up as soon as you just let go of everything and calm down, like experience true real peace inside of yourself. You will have a different level of knowledge in you, okay? But as long as you analyzing everything like this, trying to take apart tables into molecules and atoms, etc., it's not going to bring you anywhere. Believe me, even if you understood where this very first, I don't even know the word for it, but that you're looking for,
the Big
came
Bang.
From. Yeah, you can say Big Bang. I mean, he's trying to understand where is that first, very first particle came from. You know, yeah. Even if you understood that, believe me, it wouldn't bring you anywhere.
I'm not disputing that. I understand completely what you're saying, and I agree with it. I know that finding answers like that aren't going to get me, they aren't going to bring me any peace. I'm just hoping, I guess those are just questions that come to mind while I'm reading. My ultimate goal is that inner peace, that sense of purpose, like,
energy.
Why am I here? Do I have a purpose?
Energy.
Right? I mean, you feel like you're here for a reason. Do you not?
Do you know? I don't think about it.
But no, the ancients told us something about the God right brain. Follow it. When you build energy, you connect to the God right brain. If you don't build energy, the God right brain is not helping you. When you're connected to it, it tells you what to do. It tells you who you are. It tells you what your mission is. It tells you what your purpose in life is. And that could be,
I mean, that's just
the
it.
Well,
I mean, what is my mission? I feel like I'm just wasting my life. Like I should be working towards something instead of doing what I'm doing.
You know?
Hey, so you're telling me follow my right brain, and I'm more than
happy to.
Get connected
to your right brain. And it's,
how do I know when it's my right brain telling me to do something and not my left brain?
When you're at peace. Passive.
Is the dark side stronger?
No. 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 But the busier, more seductive.
But how am I to know the good side from the bad?
You will know when you are calm, at peace, passive.
Listen, it's so funny. I'm looking at him and I was just like him like that just recently.
Everybody is.
No. I am saying he, like, just recently. Everybody who gets on this spiritual path, they get like this. They're trying to find answers by analyzing things and
by studying,
reading,
yeah,
and all that.
By and looking at Instagram posts.
And yes, and I was just, and it's so funny to like observe basically myself, my recent self from aside.
I'm happy to be of humorous.
It's
listen,
not about humor.
When you get connected to your God right brain, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I got it.
I got it. I hope it is like that. And I hope I do
have
some
to
moment
hope
where, you know, I do hope I find that. you know, for a while I'm thinking, well, maybe there is no answer to give me what I'm looking for. Maybe there's no words to guide me what I'm looking for, or no piece of the puzzle that's going to lead me where.
Oh, that's a great example, because all I feel over these last 30 years is that I've been getting pieces of the puzzle, and they keep falling into place, and the picture keeps forming better and better. And it's all coming from God, right brain. Now, there are certain things, it's very strange. I'm in a supermarket and I need to know where something is. So in my brain, I ask, in my own brain, my own mind, I ask the clerk, where do I find salad dressing? Where are the salad dressings? And all of a sudden, my God, right brain answers the question. And I can literally, like Superman with X-ray vision, I can see it on the other side of the aisle.
I just ask, and then I just keep walking aimlessly, and then here it is. So, like, I am completely blank. I just go, and then I walk right to it.
I could walk aimlessly and end up on it eventually, right?
Oh, it's not eventually. It's like that.
It's very quick.
Yes.
And she's giving an example about how that works, and I gave an example. And in my book series, True God Rules, 1, 2, and 3, episodes 1, 2, and 3, I give a lot of different examples of how you could possibly get an answer. Let me give you one right now. Another example besides what we did. I was driving to Gettysburg, you know where the big battle was?
Yes. I remember this story from the book.
You do? Okay, yes. Good. So we seemed to be getting lost. This was years ago. We seemed to be getting lost. So I said to myself, how do I find Gettysburg National Park? And that was before we had GPS, before we had iPhones. So I'm driving and I passed the exit that I thought I should go to. So I said, okay, I'll get off at the next exit. And I'll just circle around and get back on the highway and go back. So I get off at the next exit, and I'm on another highway, and there was no way to double back. So I said, okay, I'll just keep track of where I am, and I'll get off at the next exit from this highway. So I get off at the next exit, and guess what? I'm on another highway, and I still can't double back. So I said, okay, I'm just going to keep going until I find a way to make a U-turn and double back. So I exit again. And within a minute, there's a sign that says, Welcome to Gettysburg National Park. Mm-hmm. It's not a coincidence.
Right. No.
It's not a coincidence. If you ask for it and you get it, every time, it's not a coincidence.
Okay, so you asked, how do I know if it comes from my left brain or my right brain? You will feel it. Once you tumble up on it, you will feel it. Like, you will feel this complete peace inside, and you will be getting answers. You will be getting like signs about it from everywhere, and you will get very emotional. Like, there is an understanding of it all inside of you, and it happens to me all the time. And it's like, wow, you get emotional, and you can't even like feel like you're gonna cry.
It's ecstasy. It's heaven. It's paradise. You saw the Star Wars series.
Yes.
The second Star Wars movie, which is called Star Wars 5, I guess. First one they called 4. Where Luke is training with Yoda, and Yoda's on his back, and they're running through the forest. And he goes, how do I tell the good side from the bad? Meaning left and right brain. And what does Yoda say? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
But how am I to know the good side from the bad?
You will know when you are calm, at peace, passive.
That's the key. That's how you'll know. That's not how you do it, but that's how you know. You have to be still. And every spiritual person says that the voice of God is that still, small voice. So if you're constantly thinking analytically, which you are, you're creating noise on the line. So much noise, you can't hear the messages.
The analytical and the overthinking. I mean, I've been an overthinker my whole life. I think the two of you underestimate my self-doubt.
We don't know you.
It's coming on. You don't. That's another. That's a whole nother topic.
And that's a good thing. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
What am I telling you? Stop it.
Right. No. That's just it. This angst and anxiety inside of me because I want. I want so bad.
Stop wanting.
Right? I mean, I'm working.
People all your life so say to you, What do you want? Do you want this for dinner? What do you want? What do you want out of your life? What do you want to be in 5 years?
People all my life are telling me you can have anything you want if you just work for it.
Stop
you just
wanting.
Need to drive for it. And that's just it. I'm trying so
Stop
hard
everything.
To make this happen.
Stop everything. Little kids don't do that. Stop everything. You're being an adult. In the Bible, it says, unless you change and become like these little children, you will never enter the higher dimensions, which is called the kingdom of heaven, the realm of heaven. Not in the clouds, but in dimension. Listen, when bad things were happening to me, I mentioned that earlier, right? Monsters. I said, I'm not going to blame God, like people, why is God doing this to me? I'm not going to do that. This never happened before. Why is it happening now? Very logical, right? Why did it never happen before and suddenly bad things are happening? So I said to myself, it's me. Something changed in me. I became a vice president of a big bank, blah, 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 climbing the corporate ladder, worried about money, sex, drugs, alcohol. Not that I was addicted to anything, but just like drinking coffee, drinking cocktails at night, whatever, right? So I said, it's me. I don't know which one of these things is causing the problem. And I made that connection between what I'm doing and what's happening to me, right? Most people would think, well, what's happening to me is out there. It's other people. It's circumstances out there. There's no connection to me. There's no umbilical cord, right? Nobody's pulling my chain. There's no chain. There's no rope. So how could there be a connection with what I'm doing and what's happening to me? Right? Eventually, I figured it out. It's dimension. Okay, but back then I said, I don't know what I'm doing that's causing it, but it's something I'm doing. So what's the answer?
Stop everything.
Right. Stop everything. It's an experiment.
Maybe it really is happening. I mean, how else could you know so much?
Well, there is no way. I'm not that smart.
Maybe I should spend the rest of the day with you as an objective witness, just to see what happens.
Gee, this sounds like a science project.
This is what scientists do. They don't know what's causing a certain result in an experiment. So they don't just try everything at once. They stop everything. They pull everything back. And then they put one thing back at a time. And that's what I did, because I'm a scientist.
Like tuning a carburetor. You make one adjustment at a time.
Right. You make one adjustment at a time. So I take everything out and then put one thing back and try it and see what happens.
What was that movie with the red monster?
The Fisher King.
Watch that movie.
Such a list.
It's on the list. It's online. You don't have to write it down. That's what my website is for. It has all these resources. Books, movies, videos, blog,